And is it your school or your organization that provides you with the digital tools that you need to do all of that?
It's a combination. It depends. We get updated. So all schools, like a couple of years ago, got all new laptops. So the whole authority was given the updated laptops. But also, my head teacher, part of her budget, she does allocate to ensure that we've got what we need. But things like the Promethean boards have a finite lifespan, so that is all updated by the council.
Sure. Okay. And in terms of GLOW, what sort of things over and above what you've already mentioned do you use it for?
It's got, the tiles have got access. So we've got like the 1+2 tile. So all my resources for my French and Spanish are linked in there. And then our 1+2 coordinator comes out and she's our development officer. So she does all that.
The difficulty is, let's say I wrote something on teaching reading to voice. And Education Scotland were, you know, kind of calling for materials on that, you know, and I sent it to them. It would go through a whole process to check my English, to check my, you know, whether my ideas are original, whether I've infringed anyone's copyright, whether I need to be referencing things properly. And that's all right and proper. Mm-hmm. I totally get that. But what happens then is it takes forever.
Yeah.
And it also becomes a very, very just clunky process.
Yeah.
And so that the kind of thing that tried to work like that a few years ago was something called the NAR, the National Assessment Resource.
Okay.
NAR. sounds like a big sea creature.
It definitely does.
And in the stormy seas, there was a large green NAR. So basically, the NAR was a National Assessment Resource. So basically the idea was I was doing a bit of assessment with my class on, you know, writing instructions. I thought I'd designed a particularly good task and worked out how to assess it and grade it and what have you. And I submitted the whole thing to Education Scotland to say, I think this would be a good example for people to see. And, you know, maybe they would want to do a similar thing with their, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, Education Scotland had an incredibly rigorous quality assurance process.
Okay.
Not that many people were submitting stuff anyway.
Sure.
They had such a rigorous quality assurance process, basically the thing fell flat on its face and hardly anything ended up there and it became a wee bit of a joke.
If your role changes, do you not quite remember what you said you were interested in, you might be missing things. But then how do you know? And it's hard to cut through the noise.
I think that where they'll struggle with getting people to really value what they're bringing out is the fact that us as deputies and heads get so many emails and so much. So we get a lot of commercial stuff, a lot of just people looking for business, and it's constant trail of that. So when you're opening your email, you're instantly deleting maybe 20 to 30 emails a day.
Yeah.
So they would need to think how they could...
What would be a way to catch your attention? Do you ever have time at your meetings with other deputies that somebody might come along and say hi? Or Education Scotland is moving toward a more location-based, locality-based model. Would it be a thing that somebody might come along to that or listen to what you're saying so they can respond and help? Or
The only thing, like at SIM. See, the SIM's the only thing that's Glasgow-wide. The DHT Forum, now interestingly, Glasgow City Council have talked about the same phrase that we've used, DHT Forums, creating DHT Forums. Now, we went along to hear about how they're going to do it, and we thought, well, our one that we've already got set up is better.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but they are talking about setting these up across the city. So that might be a way in for Education Scotland to try and tap into those meetings.
I don't want to go and look get help from them, because if I go and look at their website, I'm going to get document after document after document after document after document, and I'll look up the benchmarks, and then that will then link to that. It's just it's too much, and I think that's part of the Remy's problem.
Okay, so I think And there's so many different platforms. And because you don't use them that often, it is so time consuming.
Yeah.
To try and do some of these things, because we don't operate in the same system as, education doesn't operate in the same digital system as the rest of the authority. So they don't see why it's an issue to us, but we're saying to them, but we use entirely different systems to you.
Yeah.
We use a different email system. We use a different, you know, internet system in terms of Glow, but yet we're expected to be able to use NL Connect and CMS and iTrent and Cirrus. And you know, when you phone up saying, I can't remember how to access this, it's like, what? So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
so how,
we do all that too.
What do you use for managing your documents and your emails and all that stuff?
So at the moment we use First Class.
Okay.
And I just put things in folders, and my documents, I do store some on Glow. I'm getting slightly better at it since I lost 4 years worth of work on a laptop.
Oh wow, okay.
And it does feel to me that Education Scotland, they facilitate the sharing of information, but I feel that there's probably a wealth of materials that are sitting on a website that seems to keep being updated and rebranded time and time again. And as a practitioner, day to day, is that the place that I go frequently? The answer is no.
Is there any other sort of apps or digital sort of communication type things that you are dictated to for the use of from the local authority or above?
Well, one of the things that's come out is this parent platform, where the parents log on and they get all this information on it, so they can get they book their own parents' nights appointments, etc.
Yes,
that's been dictated
to
us.
Trying to just pass ideas and suggestions on to people, that they're very cautious because they don't want to suggest something then people do it. So, well, we don't really mean you to do that. You told us, you know. So
yep.
it's that kind of relationship.
The digital learning and leadership. Where do you see the role of Education Scotland in delivering this area for you and your career?
Well, I think we are in a kind of world now where the internet, online learning are so fast approaching. I mean, we've got a wee probationer in our school who's doing a master's as well, and a lot of that is through online courses. Certainly when I'd done my early years pedagogy with Strathclyde University, it was online classes that I was taking part in, you know, and I think that is going to become more important through lifelong learning for teachers.
Okay, and from a kind of broader definition of digital learning and leadership, how important is it, specifically as a kind of principal teacher, somebody who's aspiring to become a head teacher, how important is it for you to be able to actually lead on the implementation and use of digital within schools, and how well prepared are you for that?
Well, certainly in the school that I'm in, we are very well prepared for that. Obviously, we have to cascade down digital literacy, digital, you know, ICT and everything within the school. So our school is very well equipped to deal with that. We've got promethean boards in every single classroom. We've got an ICT suite, and every teacher has got a laptop gifted from the school.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's still ownership of the councils.
Yeah.
But they've got the use of that. We use CPD manager for online learning as well. That's where, you know, the kind of we look for courses within the council, and our PRDs are all done online as well. So the professional review of our development. So, you know, we're in a digital world now.